There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to How to Date, a show about how to master the messy, complex, and downright bizarre world of dating when you really didn't think you'd be back here again. I'm your host, Dr. Amantha Imber. I'm a psychologist, I'm 1 year out of my marriage, I'm a mum, and I'm immersed in the world of online dating.
Hi, I'm also your host, Monique Robin. I'm a mum of 4 kids and a yoga teacher trying to find men who like me rather than my limber joints.
So something that comes up a lot, I think, in dating is really wondering whether someone has posted their most recent photos or whether we're, you know, looking at some selected highlights from a decade ago. And this can obviously be very disappointing, can't it? When like you meet them for the first time face to face or even on Zoom.
Yeah. And I think it's something that also leaves you with a certain amount of hesitance when you're interacting with them if you feel that their photos just aren't quite right.
So I was talking about this problem to a friend of mine during the week and he came up with a very fun suggestion. He said, why don't you ask them to take a photo of themselves holding today's newspaper? And I thought, that's awesome. That's a great way around it.
Amantha, only our grandparents have a hard copy of today's newspaper. Seriously, like unless you're planning on dating a 70 plus, you actually are not going to find someone that has a old newspaper.
Monique, like, I get the age delivered every Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, you are the exception to most rules. Amantha, we're not going to use you as our barometer.
Okay.
But you know what? I actually think that could work anyway because you could say something like, quick, I'll give you 1 minute to take a photo of yourself balancing your mobile phone on your head, which is clearly something they won't have in their photo library from a year ago.
But they're going to get a photo of the top of their head if they're balancing it.
No, or okay, fine. Holding a piece of paper with the name Monique on it.
Oh, that's fun. That's cute. Good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And that will totally prove that they look like their profile pictures look.
Yeah, and that they don't have to spend 3 hours in the bathroom, you know, getting ready.
That's really true. So I guess the point that we would introduce this is while we're messaging back and forth and deciding whether it's worth progressing to a video call, I'm imagining.
Well, obviously, because I guess like once you get to video, it's all said and done anyway. You know what you're getting. I also think like the good thing about asking for it while you're still texting is that you have this opportunity due to the medium of written communication to be ambiguous in your intent. So like it might be a really rude question to ask someone if you're on the phone to them, say.
Mm.
But if you text, it can almost come across cheeky because they don't get your intonation. So you can sort of say, hey, you're too good looking. Give me a recent picture. I don't believe that's recent. And you just sound cheeky and flirty. But if you said that on the phone, I don't believe that's you. You sound like a bitch.
Yes, you do. I like that because that's the key, isn't it? Working out how to ask them for this picture in a way that doesn't sound like you're completely superficial or being untrustworthy kind of needs to come across as a bit playful, doesn't it?
Yeah, or at least ambiguous.
Yeah.
Because I think when you do come across ambiguously, don't laugh. People give you the benefit of the doubt, hopefully. And if they don't, then you don't want them anyway because they're not open-minded.
Totally. Okay, great. I'm going to try that during the week. That is it for today's show. If you have enjoyed How to Date, why not share it with other people that you think could benefit from some of the advice that we are offering? And if you enjoyed this episode, we would love to get your feedback. Please leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listened to this show from. And we will see you next time.
See you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.